Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I was
Tony Knight. Da 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 da. Tony Knight. Da 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 da.
That's it.
Welcome to Tony Knight.
Hi guys.
Here at Tannins and Tunes.
Woohoo!
We are so excited that it is finally here.
Oh, the high holy day of
the
theater.
Super Bowl of Broadway is here. It's so exciting.
It is here.
It is here. I hope that you all have checked out our Instagram and seen the drinking game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you get this, it will be after. But
hopefully you are participating with us and hashtagging
Tannins and Tonys.
I haven't even started drinking yet. Oh, it's going to be a long night, you guys. Oh, so we wanted to come on before the night really gets going, before the party starts, and tell you all some of our predictions so that you can see if we're right or not.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jimmy, let's start at Best Revival of a Play.
Let's start at Best Revival of a Play. Great.
What are you thinking? I put down Jitney.
Jitney. Jitney, yeah. Jitney.
Yeah.
Jitney.
Even though it's already closed, I think that it was a really stellar performance, stellar cast.
Yeah, you can't, I don't think you can go wrong with what they did.
Yeah.
I've heard such great things. I think like the upset would be probably like 6 degrees of separation.
Right. Yep. I would agree with you.
Because I've just heard such good things.
Right.
About that show.
Very true. Very true. Yeah. Best revival of musical. I think we both have Hello Dolly on this one.
It's Hello Dolly.
I mean, come on. You can probably bet the house on it.
it's bet. That's
right.
It's Bette Midler. That's
right. And I feel kind of sad because I saw both falsettos and Miss Saigon and thought they were both amazing.
Oh my goodness. From the beginning
such amazing.
To the end of falsettos, I was just bawling my eyes
out.
Oh
yeah. But good news, it's going to be, you can see falsettos at the movie theater in July.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're doing one of those watch Broadway at your movie theater.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, are they going to come, is each ticket comes with Kleenex? Because again, right. You will bawl your eyes out.
So true. And Stephanie J. Block doing
I'm Breaking Down.
It's so insane, and I love every second of it.
Oh, just get right. A knife away from her.
Right.
It feels so true.
But Hello Dolly, I mean, that's where it's going to go.
It's Hello Dolly, yeah.
Okay, best play. What do you have here?
Oh, that is probably the hardest one.
Yeah.
In my mind of everything. And I'm going to say Oslo.
That's what I went with.
Oh, no. We are on the same page.
Well, this isn't going to be exciting at all. No. I almost went with Indecent.
Really?
But I think it's going to be Oslo just because of how... I mean, to take this type of play and make it not a snooze fest...
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible. Bartlett Shirley.
People are coming out of this 3.5-hour play.
Right.
Engaged.
They love it.
Yeah.
They love it. Yeah. I think that's where it's going to go.
Funny enough, if we do want to like have a, like, I thought the upset was going to be a Doll's House Part 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 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 Okay. So if we'll go with that. If there's an upset, we'll see which
a
upset
Doll's
it is.
House Part 2 or the reimagining play version of A Doll's Life.
Yes.
I was like, does anybody not remember A Doll's Life?
Oh.
Does anybody not remember A Doll's Life?
I'm right there with you.
I know you are.
Okay, best musical. I mean, it's Dear Evan Hansen.
It's it's Come From Away.
Okay, see, I'm so nervous to put Come From Away because I want it to win so badly, and I'm going to be really sad if it doesn't.
Listeners, this is the Batman v Superman you've come to know and love from Tannins and Tunes. We are in a fight now. Yes.
But I want you to be right. I want you to win because I love Come From Away so much. But I think this is going to be like a La La Land Moonlight situation, ironically, because...
Where they're going to say Come From Away and then call out Dear right. Evan Hansen at the end?
No, that they're going to call out Dear Evan Hansen and they're going to be like, wait, never mind, Come From Away.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Or they're going to call Dear Evan Hansen and be like, no, wait, it's Groundhog Day.
Right. I don't think it's going to be. I think we can safely assume that Groundhog Day is not going to upset. You know,
that would be the biggest upset, though.
Huge.
Have you seen it, though?
I've heard it's great.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's great.
Groundhog Day is great.
And Andy Carl, any other season, again, like, he would win. He just happens to be next to Ben Platt, who does the most fantastic spit acting I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. This is just going to be, this is the night where you don't know what's going to happen.
It's true.
Unlike last year, we really don't know. This, now I feel like we're talking about this. We really don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Just on that field. These are four musicals that have brought their A game, Jessica. All right. So we'll see the toss. All right. Let's see.
I mean, we are at the Super Bowl Broadway, so this is how Jamie's going to be talking all night. And then I'm going to be doing the E! Hollywood. Now, she is wearing.
They don't have drinks. I was wondering if you could, like, tell what they're drinking by what's it, like,
no, they don't. They don't do drinks because they're at the, I mean, of course, they have them in the lobby, but they don't do it in the theater because they're at Radio City. What we will be drinking tonight, though.
Yeah.
I have got the Louis Pommery sparkling wine that we had on our Red, White, and Crew episode.
Yes.
In honor of Natasha Pierre and Oslo.
It's so good.
It's so good. I picked up the Little J Red, which is a red blend from South Africa, in honor of Groundhog Day and A Doll's House Part 2.
Very nice.
Just because it's like warm and a little bit meaty, but still fun. Has some Syrah in it.
Cool. It keeps going over and over and over again.
Right. And it's just a good value wine. I picked up the Underwood Rosé in a can, in honor of Come From Away and Sweat.
Yes.
Because I feel like everybody in Sweat would be drinking beer, but I didn't want to bring beer. And so I said, let's do canned rosé.
This isn't Broadway and beer, guys. This is tannins and tunes.
Tannins and tunes. So then our last thing, I picked up a kosher wine called the Barkin, which is great, in honor of Dear Evan Hansen and Indecent. And when I was asked about that, I was like, well, Ben Platt's Jewish, so we should probably serve kosher wine.
So again, we should rename these musicals. Dear Evan Hansen is called Ben Platt now, and Hello Dolly is just Bette.
Just Bette Midler. Yeah. Okay, you guys, we'll see you on the other side.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold's
Tony night. Da 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 Tony night. Da 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 da. We are drunk and we're gonna do reactions to the Tony night.
Hey, it's Hollywood. It's Tony night. Here's the thing.
What's up?
The Antoinette Tony Awards have been around for so long and have had so many amazing composers, yet we still do not have a Tony Awards night theme song.
Hey,
I do not understand.
Hey, Pasek and Paul. Hey, Miranda. Hey, OH2. Get on it, all right?
I don't think OH2 can get on.
No, does he not?
No, he's no longer alive. But
OH3, OH4, OH5,
America,
get on it.
Has a theme song and the Tony Awards don't. There is something wrong with America.
Right?
This is a bad thing.
This is the American art form, musical theater, and the plays and the stuff, all of that.
Guys, I hope that you joined us on Instagram and Twitter for our Tony Awards live Instagramming and tweeting, because it was pretty brilliant.
It was so much fun, guys.
We got really drunk.
We got so drunk. Did your musical win? Did your play win? Did your person win?
I hope so.
I hope so. And I also hope not, because then my bookie will get a lot of money. Sorry, Mom. I placed bets. I'm so sorry. I'm Mom, in over my head.
I did not, because I have
Janet,
no money.
I'm in over my head. I'm so sorry, Janet.
Kathleen, we're all good. So I did vote for Jared Manson.
We're gonna. Oh, you did?
I did, and I won.
Oh, I'm still like, can we cuss at this thing? I'm like, fuck yeah!
I won.
God damn it!
All the things except
You won all the things.
Except
oh,
I did not win. Here are the things I did not win. Here are the things I did not win. Best performance of an actress in a featured role, because I was really gunning for Jen Kalala.
Always. Who is not gunning
for
Jen?
Her performance was a great... She passed me on her scooter the other day on 6th Avenue. Could not believe it.
Ergo, she deserves to win.
I wanted to say hi. I did not. The other thing I did not win was best performance of an actor in a featured role, which I thought was going to be Danny DeVito.
Who did not think it was going to be Danny DeVito? Literally, everybody's like, The Price is this boring thing, and it only makes it good because Danny DeVito, is playing Danny DeVito, I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm proud to say that I did not win Best Director of a Musical, because I thought it was going
to
be Michael Gray.
Yeah, because you didn't direct a musical this year, so you didn't win Best Director of a Musical.
Next year, though.
Semantics, everyone! All right. Are you happy?
I thought it was going to be Michael Gray, because he hasn't won since Rent. Poor thing. but
the man who directs three musicals a year.
Right.
And, yeah,
but it was
poor
Chris
Michael.
Ashley, and I can't believe that I used to.
Yay!
I worked at La Jolla Playhouse for like a year and a half, and I used to work for him and like go to staff meetings, and he was down the hall from me, and we were best of friends, meaning he kind of knew my name. And I'm really happy that he won tonight, because honestly, he deserves it. He's a really brilliant director,
he deserves
a great
so much.
Artistic director of the Playhouse. He really does deserve so much. There are
He's
other things.
So
I didn't
beautiful.
Win, but
He's a beautiful kisser. He
I mean,
is.
I'm not even going to go there.
Oh no!
I don't want to play.
Cannons and Tony's scandal.
No. He's fantastic and such a great person.
Congratulations.
Okay, so
congratulations, good sir.
What about you? What were some upsets?
The upsets for me was the musical. I thought that Come From Away was going to come from away and sweep.
And come from behind.
Yeah, come from behind. That's what it is. But they didn't.
But that's okay, because they're still brilliant.
They're still so good.
I just watched a story from, they did a Broadway takeover of Broadway.com, I think, for Tony Awards weekend, and they did this thing about Sharon, who like naps under her dressing table.
What?
And it was so funny. Ugh. Because I love Sharon so much, and I can just imagine, like, between shows, I would totally take a nap under my dressing room table.
Yeah. Oh.
Whenever I wanted to.
Absolutely.
Right?
I think most actors are like, can I have a show that is an hour and a half, but I come for 20 minutes, steal the show, and then leave. I think that's...
Well, unfortunately, all these people are on
stage
yes, the entire
they have to be there the entire
but
time.
But I was talking about that last night, because we got out of Prison Laughter, and I was like, all these people are getting out of the Broadway show, like, 2.5-3 hours in, but Come From Away was like, bye. I'm already home.
Present Laughter is like this 3-hour play condensed into three-act play. Excuse
Congrats
me.
Congrats to Kevin Kline.
Congrats to Kevin Kline.
That was great.
From what everybody else knows him from originally, Wild Wild West.
Fish Called Wanda.
Wild Wild West.
Fish Called Wanda.
Wild Wild West. Thank you so much. In and Out. I don't have any more other embarrassing shows that he was in.
So many good shows. Honestly, we were not good at the rule of naming the shows that everyone else
was terrible at it.
We were really bad
He was in a production of, now that I can't remember it, it's not Cymbeline or not Coriolanus. The LA Story with the nose. It's not
Cyrano?
Cyrano. Cyrano de Bergerac.
Ah, with, he would be good at that.
He was very good at it. Cause, how do you know it? Because I saw it.
In LA.
I saw it in New York.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're getting this is Tanith and Tony's After Dark. Ooh, this is what you sign up for, guys.
Ben Platt won.
Of course, Ben Platt won. That was not an upset.
Well, and he's my husband, so it's cool.
It's okay. It's okay, boo.
Husband / if anyone wants to get me in touch, I'd be happy to go on a date.
You're putting it out there. You're
putting it into the universe, like Oprah told me.
Yeah. Oh, it's the secret, it's guys. The secret. Just say what it is. Okay. That's what Janet always tells me. All right. Janet's my mom. You guys are going to hear a lot from my mom. Just put it out there. Okay. Can I tell you this story? It has nothing to do with anything. Okay.
I mean, yes.
We're in here now. Who cares? They'll edit or whatever. My mom came to see me in like 2012 or something in New York, and she was like, let's go see a Broadway show. Let's go see Book of Mormon. And like Book of Mormon was like super hot back then. I mean, it's still super hot now. It's super hard to get tickets even now. And so, but, you know, I was like, okay, mom, like, sure, we can try, but just to let you know, we will not get tickets. We were the second name called. Her name was the second name called. Janet just was like, you got to put it out there.
So in 2 years, when you see Ben Platt is getting married, Jessica Humphrey.
She put it out there.
Because
Janet Robertson put it out there. All right.
Anyone, I'm ready. Some other things that were really exciting tonight.
Are we going to talk about Bet?
We have to talk about it. Jimmy was living for that performance from David Hyde Pierce.
I was living.
And living guys. For her acceptance speech.
Oh, you do not tell. You guys, you do not tell Bette Midler to stop. No music can stop Bette Midler.
They just don't. She
handled it like a pro, like a fuck. You don't do it.
It was brilliant.
It was so good. I want to get to that level. I don't care what I do in my life. I don't care if I become a janitor at a high school, but I get to be like the superstar janitor, and they give me like
the
superstar janitor, and they give me like a lifetime achievement award.
But
the bell rings, like they do it at lunch, like, or
no.
Like, and they're like, I cut off the bell. I've got to thank Scott Rudin for believing in me to be this janitor right now.
Please thank Scott Rudin.
I will always thank Scott Rudin for everything. Can we, what else do you want to talk about?
I'm just thinking like Cynthia Nixon was beautiful. Also, can we talk about Cynthia Erivo?
Cynthia Erivo, Leslie Odom Jr., the Rockettes.
Right.
Literally, we talked about it, like, what they were amazing, but, like, how amazing was it to be introduced by the Oh Hello cast?
That was so funny. If you all have not seen Oh Hello, they just announced that they're putting it up on Netflix.
They will be on Netflix.
Take a look. It was one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen in my life.
It was
so good.
Because the thing was, you probably won't see it in the Netflix because it'll be one thing, but like they had
a different guest each night.
So it it was new. It was improvisational. It was comedy. It was taking comedy from the underbelly of New York and putting it up on the stage upon all stages, which was Broadway. And so it's like, what
Newfoundland,
Broadway. So like, what do you, how do you, work with that? There are these two John comedians, John Mulaney, Nick Kroll, these two comedians, working in a medium, a place that they've never worked before, and they.
They
inhabit it and then subvert it.
Right.
Perfectly and beautifully.
And we have to talk about Kevin Spacey.
Oh. If we want to talk about inhabiting and subverting, we have got to talk about Kev Space, my boy, Kev Spacey.
I knew it was going to be a thing because he was kind of the last one picked. He was the last one.
Is that really a thing? Was that really a thing?
It was kind of a thing. On the news? It was kind of a thing. Like, he was like the 15th person.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
What was the first?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Funny enough, guys, we never saw Neil Patrick Harris or NPH. Nobody ever finished their drinks.
It was, they were really out of there. Right. Like, it wasn't like, hey, I'm just not going to do this. Like, I'm just going to be at my house in New York. No, they were,
they were
gone.
Not here at all.
I mean, when Billy Crystal has to, like, Skype in.
Oh, I don't even think he Skyped. It was a recorded session.
It was, like, a pre-recorded. Yeah. Like, you know that Kevin Spacey was last one. But he did so well.
Oh, here's the thing. You've got your next Tony host for the next
he was 3 years.
He was amazing.
Great song and dance man.
He's a true song and dance man.
That tap was so good.
That tap was so good.
The singing was great. He had great jokes. He did the Underwood thing.
And not only Underwood, all his impressions were amazing.
It was really good. I will give it to him.
Literally, Underwood for president.
Right.
Spacey for Tony's host. All right.
Really
Spacey
good.
For president. I don't care.
Spacey for president.
Spacey for president.
I wish that they had put a little bit more of Bierkley because I love her.
Bierkley. Oh, yes.
The woman from A Chorus Line. Uh-huh. She is fantastic and I love her so much. And shout out to Dallas Theater Center for. I am from Dallas, so I have to be proud of my hometown.
Absolutely.
Even though they haven't hired me, and it's cool. It's fine.
Here's what I gotta say. Dear Evan Hansen, score. You gotta get that EGOT. You guys are one half of the way.
They're ready.
All right.
Anything?
Oh, I'm ready for Kevin Spacey to be all up on Tumblr.
Oh, so much.
Oh.
Anything else that we have to say as we have done all the things and played all the drinking games?
I guess. Did you guys enjoy yourself? I hope you enjoyed yourself.
You enjoyed the drinking game, the Instagram, the Twitter.
Yeah.
All of the things.
We had a bunch of fun.
So much fun tonight.
My bow tie is undone.
We are very dressed up. Still drinking the kosher wine.
All right, let's raise a glass.
Here, let's put it in front of a mic. Hold on.
Did you ever see two Yankees part upon a foreign shore? When the good ship's just about to start for old New York once more. With tear-dimmed eye, they say goodbye, their friends without a doubt. When the man on the pier shouts, "Let them clear," as the ship strikes out. Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long. Say hello to dear old Coney Isle, if there you chance to be. When you're at the Waldorf, have a smile and charge it up to me. Mention my name every place you go, as round the town you roll. Wish you'd call on my gal. Now remember, old pal, when you get back home, give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng.